seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لا ينبغي للرجل أن يدع الطيب في كل يوم، فإن لم يقدر عليه فيوم ويوم لا، فإن لم يقدر ففي كل جمعة ولا يدع.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, man should not leave one day without perfuming himself, and if he is not able to do that, then he should perfume himself every other day. And if he cannot do that, then he should do so every Friday without fail.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the various conversations and dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam advised his companions to show the bounties given by Allah and to be grateful to Allah for these bounties that the Almighty God has given them. So, dear friends, this tradition and this conversation and this dialogue between Imam al-Kazim and his companions continues, and we can talk about it in another program. But just to discuss what was just said by Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, which was to talk about the bounties given by Allah is considered gratitude. And to leave this idea of talking about the bounties given by Allah is ingratitude. Now, here it's important for us to remember that talking about the bounties given by Allah does not mean showing off in front of other people. It does not mean throwing this in the face of other people. Oh, I have this and I have that. No, these are actually considered sins. Showing off, riya, is considered a sin. Bragging about what you have in front of another individual, which of course will most probably make them sad and depressed, that is considered a sin, because you are hurting the feelings and saddening a fellow brother and sister in iman and in faith. Here, when it is said that talk about the bounties given by Allah is gratitude, is when you thank the Almighty Allah and you verbally speak about these bounties, perhaps to yourself or to your close ones, and you discuss with each other the bounties that Allah has given to each and every one of us. And this is truly gratitude, because you acknowledge that the bounty given and the blessing given has been given by the Almighty Allah. But when you don't even talk about the bounties that Allah has given you in a respectful, honorable, and noble manner, right? We say, Allah has given us such a good job. Allah has given us such a beautiful house. Allah has given us such beautiful family members, spouses, children, grandparents, etc. When you talk about these things and you really appreciate these things, this is what is considered one of the first steps towards true gratitude towards the Almighty, the Merciful Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
One day he came to the shrine of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he would enter, Harun would say, "Assalamu alayka yabn al-am." Peace and blessings be upon you, O cousin. Imam alayhi salam would then stand in front of the shrine and would say, "Assalamu alayka ya abata." Peace and blessings be upon you, O my father. Harun would say, "How dare you? How could you call him as your father?" Imam Musa ibn Ja'far would respond to him by saying that if today Rasulullah would come and would want to propose and take your daughter, would you accept? Harun would say, it would be a privilege, something of an honor that I would give Rasulullah my daughter. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far would respond back by saying that he would never ask for my daughter, because my daughter is also his daughter and he would not ask for it. And therefore my line is quite straight towards him and I am closer to him. And this idea that was truly powerful influenced the way Harun would deal with Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. And that's why you see that today one of the important aspects that stand out in the life of the Imam is the fact that he spent so many years in prison.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.